And that's 26, and that's 27. Man, counting inventory is boring. Ugh. Why can't the boss give me something better to do than this? I'm so bored. Oh hey, a customer. Hi there, adventurer. And welcome to the Mystical Beasts and Magic Trading Post. What can I help you with today? Going on a pretty tough quest, huh? I think we have something that can help you with that. By the looks of you, you must be a new adventurer. That means you're starting at rank 1. But no worries. You can still purchase high-level monsters in here. Your rank doesn't really matter. You can buy monsters as high as 50, or even 100. But of course, those are going to be a lot more pricey. And since you're just starting out, you probably haven't really done too many quests already, huh? That's no problem. So what does your budget look like then? I mean, how many coins do you have on hand, silly? I'm not sure if you'd be able to buy anything decent with that price. And the quest you're going on is pretty tough. I wonder if I have anything in backstock. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I could get rid of... No. The boss wouldn't be too happy if I sold him. But he's such a pain... Not only that, he's still in confinement right now. Sorry. Well, you see, we got this hybrid in a couple weeks ago, and he's kind of been a pain in my ass. He keeps trying to run away. Also, no matter what magic I use, I can't see his rank. And even though my boss wants to sell him for a pretty penny, I think I can cut you a deal on him. Oh, it's nothing like that. He's a wolf hybrid. Typically, they're pretty strong. And most of them sell for about 5,000 coin. But since this one's a bit of a troublemaker, and we're not sure what his rank is, I'm pretty sure I could sell him to you for about 1,000. I know he's not exactly what you were looking for, but from what I've heard, he can clear out a dungeon within minutes. So he must be pretty good, despite the fact that I can't see his skills. Where do I think he's at? Well, if I had to guess, from the looks of him, maybe about rank 50? I'm not exactly sure. But he's in the back if you want to meet him. Sorry I can't bring him out front. He tried to run away again last night, so I had to use an enchanting spell to kinda keep him in line. It's hard enough to manage him and his temper when I've got giant orcs running around I have to deal with. Not to mention stocking, taking inventory, coin counting, and cleaning. I mean, if I could just get rid of him, it would take a little bit off my plate, you know? Yeah, of course. Right this way. 567, 568, 569. Yo, hybrid boy, got someone who might want to buy you. What are you doing? Well, I was counting, until you messed me up. Seriously? You're doing push-ups one-handed? Well, what else am I supposed to do when you tied me up like this? It's not like I can really move any other way. And I still have to keep my strength up. So are you going to undo this enchantment or what? I'm getting tired of sitting here like this. Whoa, easy, hold up. Before I let you go, I want you to meet someone. This is our newest customer, and a first-ranked adventurer. They're looking for a companion to go on a pretty hard quest with. So I suggested you.
And why the hell would you do that?
Well, because you're pretty skilled and, you know. Anyway, I'll leave the two of you to get better acquainted. Let me know if you decide you want him. If not, don't worry. We've got plenty of other monsters to pick from. I'll be up at the front.
Wait, you're not seriously gonna...
Bye, hybrid boy. Be good, okay?
I have a name, you know.
Oh shoot, that's the boss man. Gotta run.
Hey, get back here and untie me. I hate him. So, what's this quest you want me for? That's pretty advanced. Didn't you say you're only rank 1? Why would you take on such a hard quest? Well, yeah. Of course that quest has a high reward. But still. I mean, look at you. You're such a weakling. You wouldn't last 5 minutes. Me for protection? You can't be serious. Well, even if I did agree to help you, which I won't, it's not like you could afford me anyway.
He what?
Cut you a deal? Does he really think I'm worth that little? Good grief. He just wants you to take me off his hands, doesn't he? Well, I guess there's no getting around it. If you don't buy me, then he'll just sell me to the next useless adventurer to walk in here. Oh, man. Being forced to serve you adventurers really sucks. Especially when most of us are stronger than you humans. But I guess that's just the way of the world. And once this quest is over, you won't have any more need for me. So you'll probably just sell me back to him anyway. I'm really getting tired of it. Being passed around like candy, it's invigorating to say the least. Oh, nothing. Don't worry about it. I'll help you with your quest. But I can't guarantee you'll survive, with you only being rank 1 and all. You at least have to get better gear. I am not being rude. I'm just telling it like it is. Whatever. Do you want my help or not? Okay. Then, at least tell me your name. Huh. Not exactly what I was expecting, but I guess it suits you. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I'm at your service. My name? You can just call me Aki. Now you should probably go get the shopkeeper's assistant. That way he can disenchant me. And no, this is not comfortable. So don't even ask about it.
Hey, did I hear someone call for me? Oh yeah? Are you ready to purchase? Alright, cool. Let me just undo this enchantment real quick. And then I'll place a new enchantment on the two of you.
Oh, thank God. My legs were starting to go numb.
Alright, man, just hold still. This'll only take a second. Lovies. Ugh. Now don't you go anywhere.
I won't. Jeez. What is it? I'm a lot taller than you thought. Oh, yeah. I guess I am taller than you.
Alrighty, you two. I've got everything here to seal you guys together. Let's see, well, maybe not that. That won't work. That's a petrifying stone. Probably don't want to hand you that.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Yeah, got it. I've done this plenty of times. Alright, here you are. You hold this one. And Akihiko, you hold this one.
Wow, finally using my name, huh?
Oh, don't think too much into it. You're still just Hybrid Boy to me all the way.
Ugh. Your demeanor is absolutely intolerable.
What? Come on, you know you love me. Alright, now put your hands together like so. That's it. And bind momente. And with that, the two of you are now sealed. Congratulations. You've officially purchased your first companion. Hopefully it works out well for you. And don't worry. If you die, or he dies, the seal will break. Or, if you'd like to return him when the quest ends, just come back here and I will undo the seal. What's the matter with him? Oh, don't worry about it. It's just the binding spell I used. This one was a little bit stronger this go-round. The boss recommended it to me. This way it's a little bit harder for him to disobey you. Or run away. He does that a lot.
Damn you.
Don't worry. He'll be fine in a second. But I wish the two of you the best of luck on your quest. Your payment? Oh, don't worry about it. I opened up a line of credit for you. Sorry, did I forget to mention that? First-ranked adventurers qualify for a line of credit for their first few purchases. That way they can pay it off a little bit at a time. So now you don't need to worry about having coin for lodgings and stuff. And you'll have some extra money so you can upgrade your gear too if you need to. Shucks, don't mention it. It's the least I could do for you. I mean, how else am I supposed to thank you for taking this little rascal off my hands? Hey, back off. Well, I gotta get back to work. Have fun, you two. And don't cause them too much trouble, alright? If you try any funny business, that seal will let me know. So you better stay on task, Hybrid Boy.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, see you guys later.
I really do hate that guy. Don't touch me. I'm fine. I just wasn't expecting such a surge of pain from that enchantment. That's all. He must have really binded us together on a deeper level. What does that mean? Oh, right. You've never been sealed to a companion before. It means that now I'm an official member of your party. But I'm only connected to you. And I didn't join you willingly. I was purchased. So I can't just leave your party whenever I feel like it. Like if you decided to go adventuring with some of your friends. Or asked another team to help you with this quest.
They can join and then leave at any time. But I cannot. Not only that, according to the seal he placed on us, plus this extra enchantment, if you order me to do something, I have to obey you. No matter what it is. Even if you commanded me to take my own life, I would happily do so. That's terrible. It is, I suppose. But it's also the way of our kind. To the Adventurers' Guilds and the Royal Kingdom, we creatures are disposable. That's why we serve alongside you. To be your shield. Jeez. You have so many questions. Did you not look up any of this before you joined? I mean, you're part of a guild, right? You had to be, to become an adventurer. And to get your first rank. Okay, and? Didn't the guildmaster tell you any of this? He was too busy. I'm also surprised that they gave you such a hard-ranking quest. Wait, what? What do you mean you picked this quest? Why would you pick something so high above your rank? Do you have a death wish? Really needed the reward. You keep saying that, but I don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about. The rewards you get for completing quests are also based off of your rank. So even if you did make it through this quest alive, your reward would still be significantly smaller than that of a higher ranked adventurer. You do realize that, right? There's a limit to how much you can earn until you rank up. A magical item? Okay. And it's something you really need. But you could only get it from this quest specifically. I guess if you really want it that bad. Well, fine. I can help you get it. But after this quest we're done, and you can relinquish the seal. That way I can just go back to the shop. Because I don't want to be your companion any longer than I have to. I want to be my own hybrid. And not have to answer to anyone. And that's all you need to know. So are we doing this or not? Alright. Then let's go. I'm getting tired of standing around, and I need to stretch my legs. Plus, we still need to buy you some new gear. Don't worry. There's a really great blacksmith right up the road. And with me, he should give you a discount. Because I've been in his shop plenty of times. I know how to cut a deal with him, alright? We just have to stop in the forest and grab some wormwood along the way. It's a really strong healing herb that he likes to use to make potions. Just trust me. I know how to navigate around here. Alright. Are you coming or not, newbie? Well, of course I know what your name is, moron. But I'll call you whatever I want to. Now let's move before it gets too dark. I can't believe I agreed to do this. Only to get tossed aside. Again. Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, please like and subscribe for more.
Also, don't forget to leave a comment. I enjoy reading your feedback. And if you would like more exclusive content, click the link down below to join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, and I might even give you a nickname or two. So what are you waiting for? Come chat with me and tell me a little bit about yourself. I think it's time you and I got to know each other better. But with all of that said, don't forget to drink plenty of water and do a little bit of self-care today. I care about you, and your health is important. So do us both a favor, and be good for me. Love, Akihiko Kai. Mwah.